Welcome to the Data Up Podcast. My name is Brian Ward, the creator and host of the Data Up Podcast. I am a coach, Marine Corps veteran, speaker, husband, and you guessed it, a dad. Are you ready to be inspired to be the best dad? Welcome to the Data Up Podcast. My name is Brian Ward, the creator and host of the Data Up Podcast. I am a coach, Marine Corps veteran, speaker, husband, and you guessed it, a dad. Are you ready to be inspired to be the best dad you can be for your family? This show will provide you with the tips, tools, and strategies to do just that. Are you a dad just going through the motions? Or are you looking to really elevate your dad game to the next level? Truth is, it is a blessing to be a dad. This is a responsibility we must take seriously. In the end, how do you want to be remembered? I hope you want to be remembered as a phenomenal dad. Your legacy starts in the home.
Welcome to another episode of Dad Up, everyone. Thank you guys very much for joining me. Today is another episode of Parenting Pep Talk, where I want to kind of talk to you a little bit about something that, you know, a lot of parents may face or struggle with their own kids. And that's simply the struggle with power. And how do we avoid a power struggle with our children? It can be challenging. It can be dangerous. And it can really be frustrating. Our kids go through these phases in their lives where they think that they have to try to control us as the parents, can try to show their dominance over us. Sometimes it's just a test. Other times they're just wanting to be more independent. And, you know, a power struggle with our kids occurs when there's basically a conflict, and that conflict or disagreement between a child and a parent gets into a situation where both parties seek to assert control over one another. And it can often arise when a child is, like I said, testing their boundaries, seeking independence, could even be expressing their independence or expressing their desires or preferences. And these conflicts can basically manifest in various ways, such as refusing to comply with instructions, engaging in arguments or negotiations. Negotiating is one of the biggest ones, because I've experienced that in my own life with my own boys. My older son, for instance, always tried to negotiate with us. We often joked and thought that he was going to be a lawyer when he grew up, because he was a good negotiator. But then they also, you know, they display defiant behavior. And that's when those power struggles really, really take hold and take effect. And during a power struggle, both the child and the adult, both the child and you as the parent, may be frustrated or angry or stressed. But it's important for parents to understand that the power struggles are a normal part of the child's life, right? They're a normal part of these developmental stages that they're going through, and they can occur over any issues like bedtime, food choices, homework assignments, chores, any of those other situations where a child and the adult have different differences of opinions or desires. But it's crucial for an adult to approach a power struggle with empathy. I've talked a lot about that on my show before, patience, and also focus on finding solutions that meet not only the child's needs for autonomy, but also the parent's needs as well. And so there's a couple things that I wanted to kind of go over with you as I kind of touch base on exactly what is that power struggle and how does it look. But there's some things that you can do to avoid a power struggle with your child. And I just want to kind of give you some tips on how to avoid power struggles moving forward with your child. They may not be perfect. It may not always happen all the time. But these are just some simple kind of steps or guidelines that you can kind of follow and hopefully minimize any type of power struggle that may come up in your life with your children. Number one, I've talked about this on my show pretty regularly, and even on my parenting pep talks, but that's set clear and consistent rules. Those rules, you want to make sure that your child knows what is expected of them and what the consequences will be if they don't follow the rules. So you have to have clear and consistent rules with your kids. That's number one. Number two, Positive reinforcement. I'm a big believer in positive reinforcement, praising our children for good behavior rather than focusing on only the correcting, on correcting behavior. So it's okay to give our kids praise when they do things well or do things right. And then at the same time, it is okay to give our kids corrective behavior as well. When they mess up, we can show them how to the proper way of behaving. So correcting their misbehavior is fine, but make sure we are praising their good behavior, because that positive reinforcement, what that does is that energizes them. That makes them feel important. That makes them feel empowered. And the more that we give them that positive reinforcement, the more they're going to want to do it, because they're looking for that adoration from you. They're looking for that the love and support from you as a parent. So using positive reinforcement is really, really powerful. I don't say you have to do it every single little time that they do something, but make sure you're in implementing it into your parenting journey. Number three, one of the challenges that we face as parents, I face this all the time as a dad with my two boys, trying to avoid arguing or negotiating. My boys tried to test the boundaries with me and my wife, and there was often these times where we'd end up into these little arguments, not major arguments, little arguments, or they turn into these patterns of negotiating. And if you can give in to your child, basically, let's say this, by you giving in to your child's demands, it can reinforce their belief that they can get what they want through power struggles. Instead, you want to calmly and firmly state your expectations and stick to them. The more you give in to them, the more they're going to realize that they do have control over you. And so avoiding those arguments, avoiding the negotiation up front really sets the bar, sets the boundaries of where you expect them to be as a child and where you are as a parent. So you want to make sure you're calmly and firmly stating your expectations and making sure you're sticking to them. And not only you, but your spouse as well. You guys both have to be on the same page. The next thing is giving your child choices. I am okay with giving our children choices on how they make the decisions and what they want to do. Giving your child the opportunity to make choices can help them feel more in control and less likely to engage in power struggles. So you may not want them to do something as simple as, you know, A, but you say, hey, but you have choices between B and C, and let them choose one of those choices. That allows them to really start to learn a little bit more independence, make them feel a little bit more important, make them feel like they do have a voice in the home and they do have a voice in the family. And it helps them to really make them feel like they're empowered. So giving your child choices that are satisfactory to you, but also choices that would be satisfactory to them too, is important. Number five, I want to talk to you about encouraging independent thinking. Encouraging your child to solve problems and make decisions on their own rather than always relying on you to make things happen. I see this so many times on the flip side, where parents always try to come to the rescue of their child and always try to get them to solve the issue for them right away, because maybe the parent's in a hurry. Maybe the parent doesn't have confidence in their child. Maybe the parent doesn't want to deal with it. Maybe the parent is afraid the child's going to melt down. All those things happen. So what the parent does, they come in, they rescue their child, they solve the problem for them. But what that does is that does not allow the child to seek that independence. That does not allow that child to use their critical thinking skills to solve problems. And it can create more problems down the road. Because as we know, when they get older, they need to learn as children. When they get older as adults, they need to learn how to solve problems. And the more you rescue them, the more that you save them from these circumstances, the less likely they're going to be able to do that later on in life. So you want to make sure that you're encouraging independent thinking. Encourage your child. I'm not saying just walk away and throw them into the fire and let them try to figure it out. I'm saying that, but you can be the encouragement to them and the support system to them to help guide them into making, solving the problems that they need to solve, and allowing them to feel empowered in doing so. Number six, probably one of the ones that I struggle with the most, is staying calm. I struggled with it a lot when my boys were younger. It can be tempting to get upset when your child challenges your authority, but try to remain calm and composed. This can help de-escalate the situation and prevent it from turning into a power struggle. That's major, because the more that you get upset, you escalate the situation. Your child's upset, you escalate it by getting more upset. Then what do? They got to meet you or try to beat your escalation of being, you know, angry. And then what do? You escalate it even more. So then that becomes that power struggle. Excuse me. So you want to make sure that you're staying calm in any of those situations, and you want to avoid allowing your child seeing you get upset or angry, because that will just, that feeds their fuel. All right. So staying calm and trying not to get upset. Listen, we all make mistakes. We're going to get upset from time to time. One of the best things that you can do in that type of situation, where if you start to get upset or you start to feel angry over something and you don't want it to turn into a power struggle, you can simply table it. As the adult, you can simply say to your child, this is not a conversation we're going to have right at the moment. We're going to table this, but we will come back to it. And I do want to talk to you about it. And you walk away. And that de-escalates the situation, eliminates the situation, gets it out of your hands for the moment. And then you can calm yourself down. And later on in the day, even if it's a half an hour later, 10 minutes later, whatever it is, or later on that evening, you can come back to it, sit down with your child, and then have a rational, calm conversation with them. So that will avoid that problem of, wanting to get upset. And number seven, be a good role model. Be a good role model to your child. Your child learned by the examples that you set for them. So make sure that you model the behavior that you want your child to model. Make sure you model the behavior you want to see from your child. Being a good role model for your child is powerful. And the more that they see you on how you handle yourself in situations, the better off they're going to be and learn from those issues or those situations when they come up in their life. And they're going to learn just by watching you. Remember that power struggles are a normal part of child development, and they will likely occur from time to time. Like I said, there's going to be those times where it just happens. But the important thing is to stay consistent, use the positive discipline strategies that I know I've talked about before. Also, using strategies to teach your child how to manage their behavior and their emotions is super important. And hey, guys, we're all parents. We're all on this journey together. And I'm always here to support you any way that I can. So if you have questions, you want to learn a little bit more about how to avoid power struggles with your child, if you have questions for me about any of the things that I went over today, please feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll be happy to respond to you. And if you are not yet subscribed to my show, hey, make sure you're doing that so you don't miss any of the parenting pep talks that I have on every other week. And then also any of the guests that I have on each and every week. So make sure you guys are tuning in for those. And as always, I thank you guys for being here on another episode of Parenting Pep Talk. And I look forward to seeing you all on the next episode of Dad Up.
Wow, another amazing episode in the books. So much was shared, and I'm truly grateful my guest was able to pour into you to help you elevate your dad game and really dad up. Make sure you bang that subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And while you're here, please don't forget to leave me a rating and a review. I always appreciate the feedback. Also, did you know you can watch the video interview of this episode? You can by simply going to my YouTube channel at Dad Up Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel. And one last thing, don't forget, your role as a dad is one of the most important roles you have. So if you need a little help or have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me on my website at daduptribe.com or at my Instagram page at Dad Up Podcast. Until next time, everyone, Dad Up.